More than 1,700 U.S. service members have had combat-related amputations since military operations began in Iraq and Afghanistan, and more than 80% have lost one or both of their legs. Well, now researchers are testing an app that might help veterans and others with prosthetic legs improve their gait. Paige Flager visited the Walter Reed National Military Medical Center in Maryland and has more.
Rosemary Salak is about 5 feet tall, and she walks with a slight limp, but she's got a wicked sense of humor about it.
I don't care if somebody notices that I'm limping. It usually turns out to be funny, because it'll be, oh, did you hurt your ankle? I'm like, no. I pull up my pant leg, and they're like, oh, I'm sorry.
Salak lost her left leg above the knee. She's an Army veteran who served 23 years, but she didn't lose her leg on duty. She lost it in a car accident when she came home. She says the adjustment to life with a prosthetic leg was difficult, and she was in a lot of pain, but she thought that was just her new normal.
Whatever physical therapy and things they taught me when I first lost my limb, you know, I was getting by, getting from point A to point B, but not doing it in a way that was good for my body.
She was favoring her healthy leg, and after a few years of walking with an uneven gait, her right knee was hurting so badly that she decided to come to Walter Reed Medical Center. Her physical therapist asked her to join a study of a new app.
Kind of like taking back a physical therapist in your pocket.
Medical professor Bob Gailey says the app is called Reload. He and his team of researchers at the University of Miami School of Medicine and School of Music developed the app. Study participants are given an iPad and sensors to place on their legs, their prosthetics, and their lower backs whenever they walk or exercise. The sensors sync up with the app, which gives feedback on their gait in real time.
It will give you automatic commands to tell you how to improve, just like you were in the physical therapy clinic.
Gailey noticed on trips to Walter Reed that patients were listening to music during physical therapy. So he wanted to tap into that habit by having the music distort when the patient's gait is uneven. And when their gait is back on track, so is the music. Or they have the option of just getting verbal cues without music.
These are good steps.
An even gait can prevent problems like the pain Rosemary Salak was feeling in her knee. Rehab specialist Paul Pasquina leads the rehabilitation department at the Uniformed Services University in Maryland and at Walter Reed.
Losing one's lower limb and walking on a prosthesis does set you up for having long-term problems.
He says people like Salak are at risk of developing back pain or arthritis in their healthy leg. And if a prosthetic makes a person uncomfortable, that can lead to decreased mobility and exercise, which in turn can cause diabetes, heart problems, or strokes.
So these are the sensors.
Even though Rosemary Salak has been using Reload for only a few months, she says it's made a lot of difference in the pain she was feeling and the way she's walking. She says she personally prefers to walk with the commands and no music.
I tried the music, and the problem I had was it changed my gait, because for me, it kind of put me in the dance mode instead of the walk mode. So I thought, although it's much more enjoyable to listen to the music than it is to hear, roll over your toe.
Whether she's walking or dancing, Salak says it's a comfort to know she's doing it right. For Here and Now, I'm Paige Flager.
And Paige's story was produced by the American Homefront Project, which reports on military life and veterans.